We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning, Chelsea.
What's up?
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio or call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? Madge is super excited because the word on the street is that tomorrow's payday.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Chelsea's always like, really?
I'm like, oh, great.
Tomorrow.
Chelsea don't know.
And I don't even, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go check to see if I'm like still getting paid in 2019.
I haven't
looked yet.
Yeah, is that still a thing? Because I don't see any movement. What's going on?
It's quiet around. Too quiet around this station.
You know, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate all my friends in studio right here, because there are times that I use this microphone to vent and to try to like normalize my behavior and be like, yo, it's not that weird, right? So I'm going to do it again, if that's okay with you.
You mean like when you accidentally wore Janet's sweatshirt?
Your wife's whatever. Sweatshirt? Yeah, exactly.
Stuff
accidentally.
Like
listen, man, there are things that happen in your car while you're driving that if people saw or knew of, you'd be completely embarrassed, right? I mean, when you're in your car, honestly, you feel like you're in your own room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the things you do, the things you say, all of it, right?
I've picked my nose before.
Okay.
I'll admit it. Mm-hmm. It's happened.
There it is, Chelsea. You don't do it in public, though?
No.
Well, yeah, okay. You are in public. You're in a mobile fish tank. It's not like you're in a private limo.
You forget that. Right now, you're on the 405, you're on the 10, you're on the 5, and maybe just literally as I was speaking about this, you were doing something weird with yourself or in a situation in the car. And you know, you're like, oh my God, yeah, you're right, Edgar. So listen, yesterday I got caught in an embarrassing situation. And this usually happens if you drive for more than 40 minutes, right? So I was doing my daily drive, and I was going back, and I went to the Chick-fil-A in Chino Hills. And it's packed, right? It's like 1 o'clock, so the line is super long. And what happens at Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out when it's super packed? They have a dude or a girl walking up to you, taking the order in person, right? To try to speed things up.
Right, trying to get you out of there.
Yeah, so I rolled down the window. Dude comes up to me. He's like, yo, welcome to Chick-fil-A, blah, blah, blah. And then he looks at me, looks in the window, and then he steps back one, like one step back. He's like, can I take your order, sir? I'm like, what happened? And I look down, and I forgot, every time I drive around, I take off my shoes. And I unbuckle my pants and zipper. So you can't see anything, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's just like my flap is open. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling. And by that point, it's too late to try to be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It just looks weird. But I can't be the only one that does this. And it reminded me of Cardi B. She recently posted, I don't know if it was a video or a picture. And she does it to Let It Breathe. You know what I'm saying? Where she unbuckles her pants in the car. I do it to Let It Breathe, but I'm talking about my gut. You know what I'm saying? Am I the only one that does that in the studio?
I feel like you're...
Tamara, speak up. This is the moment you speak up, girl. You unbuckle too?
Yes, I definitely unbuckle.
All right, thank you. I'm not the only one.
I don't know if it's an HR violation or not to make everyone in the studio tell you who unbuttons their pants in the car, but what I would say about it is if that dude walks up to you, I wish he would have just been like, whoa, traffic stressful. We all handle it in our own ways. I don't know what you were doing in bumper-to-bumper traffic, but whatever gets you in a happy place, you do it, buddy. What do you want?
No,
a biscuit?
I ordered that spicy chicken sandwich so fast, bro. I've never ordered so fast. Spicy chicken sandwich, sriracha, and ranch. Thank you, bye.
See you.
Cash or credit card? No, cash. I'll pay it up front. See, whatever. But Chelsea, Brian, you guys are going to leave me hanging? Anybody else? Just
like,
Tamara has my back on this? Appreciate you, Tamara.
I think it depends if it's like a bloated day or a day where I eat like, you know, a lot of fattening food. I might. I've definitely done it before. It's not like a reoccurring thing for me.
Cool.
But I also wear yoga pants a lot.
Right.
So
that's what I need to do then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
I've thought about it on airplanes, but my pant in the back of my mind is like, the last thing I want to do is stand up on this airplane and have like all my pants unbuttoned. And everyone's like, oh, damn! Mile High Club solo mission up there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
America you're not having enough babies to repopulate our country.
Good. Let's cut down on the gridlock.
Oh, man.
That's one way to look at it.
You're always complaining about finding parking at Cal Poly Pomona. Guess what you can do in 20 years? We have less kids going to school. Parking, front row.
So check this out. Except in these two states.
Oh, no.
They're really contributing to repopulate America. Is it California? You'll find out next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
6:25 in the morning right now. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. America, this is a fact. You're not making enough babies to repopulate our country.
I mean, we're overpopulated.
So Brian's really excited because of traffic and parking issues.
Listen, for all you families that already have your kids, I'm not ripping you guys. You guys are great. Your kids are great. You guys are great people. I just think all of you people who have more than two kids, next time you see someone who hasn't had any children, buy them a drink. You know what I'm saying? For all the folks who want to have big families, we got to have people who have little tiny ones or no family.
Listen, some of you are doing your part and doing a great job of trying to repopulate our country, amazing levels with five to more kids, and thank you for that. But check this out, guys. America has reached a 30-year low in fertility rates. That is unreal, right? And I think we're waiting a lot longer to have babies as well.
And the technology for contraception is vastly improved than what it was back in, when we were cranking out, Midwest-sized families.
And it's crazy expensive, by the way, to raise a child, FYI. This is according to the CDC report that found 2017 birth rates fell 16% below the level needed to repopulate the U.S. See, that's why we got to say no to the wall. You know what I'm saying?
We need more folks.
Yeah, we need more people, dog. You know what I'm saying? Come on over or else America's just not going to last.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got to recruit. Also, except in two states in America, are they producing enough babies to be able to populate America in their own state, all right? As people are passing away, they're doing a good job of producing more babies. What two states are coming through, do you believe? Is it California?
No, I got Texas.
You got Texas,
right? That's a good one. I say Alabama. Or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You both went with the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I lived in the South, there's a lot more large families in the South.
You say large people, bro.
No, I didn't say we're populating the country with bigger people. Not as many, but we have more volume.
But it's still the same space that we're covering.
We're taking the same room, just less numbers.
So you said Alabama, yeah. Right, Chelsea, and Brian, Texas.
Texas.
All right, here it is. South Dakota.
Interesting. Okay.
And Utah.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, Utah is Mormon. Mormons are known to have big families. Yeah.
So Mormons are holding it down for us, man, trying to keep the population up in America.
Good. Well, I mean, South Dakota, I guess in comparison to how many people live in their state in general, it's not hard to repopulate that state. There's 80 people that live there.
More people leave than die.
Right.
We're out of here. Yo.
It's freezing, man. This is ridiculous.
We out.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Big news for Cardi B. She's getting her own Vegas residency.
I make money move.
Pretty cool. Her residency will take place at the Palms Casino Resort, which is currently undergoing a $690 million renovation.
Damn.
It's a lot of money. It seems like she'll be performing a string of dates in the spring. And this is really random. Apparently, G-Eazy is also getting a residency at the Palms, so there's that. In other Cardi news, a tease of her Pepsi Super Bowl commercial has arrived. It's really good. I mean, it's 5 seconds long, but so it's as good as it can be.
It's a good 5 seconds.
But it has her doing a little ASMR. So that's all you got. But what she's doing, I'll explain to you because obviously it's a bit more visual. But she's sitting at a diner booth smiling as she taps her diamond encrusted nails onto her equally blinged out Pepsi can.
That was the coolest part I thought about. Yeah. I didn't notice that. I forgot about the ASMR thing because I feel like that was a 4-day, excitement. Then everyone kind of forgot about it, that whispering and making noises and stuff. But I was like, oh, damn, those are dope Pepsi cans.
If they sold those cans, bro.
Yeah.
Or they did a contest, if you got one of those blinged out cans, you win something, you know?
Right, inside the 12-pack.
You get to go party with Cardi B in Vegas. And babysit baby culture.
We should be on her marketing team.
I don't want to babysit, but I'm down to party. That I wonder if that, that is a pretty good idea, man, hiding those, that blinged out Pepsi can inside a 12-pack. If Pepsi's not doing it, we want creative credit for that.
It could be like the golden ticket with Willy Wonka, remember that? That's the way it's supposed to go down.
This is interesting, too. It seems like when I was watching it, you've seen the background. Mm. I think it was like in a public place, because in the background, there's like a guy taking a picture of her. Like, it seemed like they weren't extras, and she was just at a random diner, which I thought was funny. But then also, and this isn't in the teaser, obviously, because it's so short, but the ad apparently also stars Lil Jon and Steve Carell.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
So, there you have it.
No, another thing I took out of the commercial, because they say, like, she goes, oh, grrr, does her little thing. Uh-huh. And then up in the top, they say, okay. And I'm like,
for the date. They have 02, 03, and then okay.
But then when she says, oh, yeah, but then I was like, oh, it's like they just translated for me. You know what I mean? It's like they put Cardi B subtitles. I didn't actually know if that's what she was saying, or she was just making weird noises.
Can I just say, whoever developed this commercial did an amazing, listen how long we've been talking about a 5-second
clip. Yeah, it's great.
This is pretty impactful, so
great
congratulations
editing.
On
it
that.
It also probably speaks a lot about the news today.
A little slow.
So here's something interesting. In 2018, video game sales reached an ultimate high. Mm. So the evil. There you go. That too.
Is that a new video game right there? Because I got high.
Should be.
It's probably the reason that they're going up. Coincidentally, as marijuana gets legalized, video game sales go up. That's crazy.
The sales of video games even beat out Hollywood box office revenues.
Wow.
So to kind of give you a sense, video game sales were $43.4 billion.
Damn.
Which was up 18% from 2017. And then last year's box office hit its own record high. So it was a big year for them, with ticket sales hitting $11.9 billion. So obviously video games are triple that. Yeah. So
I wonder if they can factor in with the little scam Fortnite's running. Because I found this one out because I got my godson an Xbox.
Yeah.
As long as he keeps his grades up, he can do Xbox. It's kind of like a positive incentive for him. Mm-hmm. And Fortnite's free. So I was like, whoa, this game is free. It's not free. You got to buy all this stuff inside the game.
Isn't it like the backpack dance? Like all those things to buy, right?
You buy like credits and coins and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll see on like a charge will come through because I forgot to unhook my MasterCard. And it'd be like, he bought 100 coins. I'm like, yo, bro, it's a free game. You can't just go filling up your bank account. That's not how life works.
That's good stuff, man. That's a good life lesson right there.
A little scam right there running on.
Go to my godfather right there.
Some parent right now didn't know that, and they're like, that's what that is!
Yeah. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right about now, go ahead and vent. Confess your cray. Judgment-free zone, 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Melissa from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning.
Melissa, thank you for hanging out with us. You're in a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
Go ahead and confess your cray, girl. Just let it all out.
She's like, I'm not sure about that.
So I still can't believe I did this. I was seeking a little extra attention, which any woman can understand. And I decided on a whim to tell my boyfriend that I had a secret admirer at work. Like, you know, I said, you know, I was getting flowers and it'll be a little card up in my chair when I came back from lunch. And I just thought he'd amp his game up, right? Like, no, nobody's going to covet my girl.
It's not even, well, there's got to be a serious thing, but you're desirable.
You're a hot commodity.
Yeah, right.
And just being a dude, you're competitive, period.
Yeah.
Whether he truly loves you or not, he's just going to be competitive,
you
right?
You think that bouquet is big? Look at this one.
See, y'all feeling me. That's exactly right. It. Well, it turns out, I tell him that I'm pretty sure it's this white guy at work that, you know, always stares at me a little too long, or his glance lingers a little too long. I'm totally making this crap up.
Like, yeah.
I come home from work and he tells me, you know what? I've hired an investigator to find out who this dude is that's stalking you. And I was like, no, baby, it's not stalking. He's all nice about it. You know, the cards are real nice.
She said, he's a nice stalker.
Yeah, don't kill anybody in my office, babe.
Well, when he started using the word stalk, I was like, no, I said secret admirer. So he's like, no, I hired an investigator, and I'm already sweating about this. I go to work. I come out the next day. He's there 30 minutes early.
No.
I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm like, you're usually like 5 minutes late. I'm usually standing out here like, where the heck is he? He's like, no, I want to see who this is that's stalking you. And I keep saying, babe, you know, it's innocent. You know,
poor dude, he's out there screaming, who's the white man staring at my woman?
He's got like a police sketch, and he's holding it up to people as they walk by.
It's worse because we sit and watch TV, and if he sees any of those investigative report type things, he's like, see, that's what you might be dealing with. I had to give in. I had to tell him. He was just getting too out of control.
So you confessed that you faked it all so he wouldn't just keep... Now he's ironically stalking everyone at your office when he thought you had a stalker.
That couldn't have gone over well.
And he's not just stalking. He's pulling by some of my white coworkers and he's just slowly driving by them. Like, he seems like a freak.
Wait, so what did he say when you confessed?
At first, he was kind of angry. He was kind of like, you know what you took me through. You know, that's crazy. And then, you know, I went on the whole... woe is me kick, like I just wanted a little more attention, and I feel like you don't understand.
Melissa, you should have just thrown it back at him. Be like, all I wanted was for you to buy me flowers, damn it.
Well, he bought me flowers after that. Yeah, we made up really nicely.
Good.
Okay. So paid off. Your crazy paid off in the end.
Well, Melissa, I think the message behind this is that it actually worked.
I know. I don't really know.
So if you're listening and your partner's not giving you enough attention, yo,
you know,
it worked for Melissa.
I mean, I don't see every situation ending that happy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd roll the dice on that one. You got to know your man, how aggressive they're going to go after somebody.
Well, you got to know if they really don't love you anymore because we're like, you got another man? Great. Sounds
Bye.
Good. Bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, so we need your help to suggest what song Brian should choose to recite while going through a drive-thru. And I say Brian because we've already spun the wheel. Chelsea went once. I went once. So we already recited certain songs while going through a drive-thru in this lyrical prank challenge. And this was Chelsea last week, all right, when she had to do Taste while going through a drive-thru. Check this out.
What do I want to taste? So I'm looking at the Crunchwrap Supreme. Do you love the taste?
Huh?
Do you love the taste? Like, have you had it before?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Can I get a taste?
You want to taste the Crunchwrap or you want to try the meat?
Yeah, like the Crunchwrap.
I should let you taste the Crunchwrap, yeah.
I'm going to go with a Nacho Supreme, though. It's all the same like Mary-Kate, so we'll just do that. It's fine. You love the taste?
Yeah, I love the taste. It's the best part.
Call me Rain Man, money like a shower. That's my rain dance. All right, cool. Pull around.
All right.
Fishtail in the parking lot. Skirt, skirt.
Yo. Chelsea crushed the lyrical brain challenge going through the drive-thru right there of a taco spot. You were in Inglewood, right?
Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
We need to check to see if our guy Malik is still employed there because he gave you a sample.
He had such good vibes. I want to go back and visit him. We should all go. All
right, so usually, yeah, I'm down. As long as he gives us free samples.
He ain't giving us free samples. Chelsea has.
Never know.
Usually we spin a wheel to see whose turn it's going to be since I've already gone. Chelsea's already gone. I did it. I like it. It's Brian's turn. So call or text 877-971-HITS. What song should Brian recite while going through a drive-thru? And then tomorrow at this time, you'll hear his lyrical prank challenge. Carla from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carla, how old are you?
10.
What's up? Nice. The Big 10. Carla, what song should Brian recite while going through a drive-thru?
Happier by Marshmello.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's real
can
good.
Can you give me a little sample of how it goes?
Fine. I feel like that's what Carla says when her mom's like, go clean your room.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like you're happy. That's not good. You're not a theme.
Carla, thank you so much for calling in. Love you. What are our texts saying?
I'm so annoyed.
So happy right now.
We got from 714, Wow by Post Malone, or any Ariana song, which sounds like the other half of what we play on the station.
Yeah, we keep getting thank you next for a drive-thru challenge. That'd be good.
We got Baby Shark from the 714.
At a seafood joint, maybe, yeah.
I like Big Butts or Mix-a-Lot from the 562.
What?
We got another one from the 562. Brian should do Bring My Milkshake to the Yard by Khalees. Yeah. But the overall winner Yeah. We got multiple texts. We got these ones from Josh and from Valerie in Diamond Bar. I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
So going through drive-thru, and then all of a sudden you got to sneak this into your order.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a party. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I want it.
Which way?
That way. It's going to be a heartbreak in the drive-thru today.
I cannot wait.
Can't wait. Tomorrow. Make sure you tune in 7:25 in the morning to hear our local prank challenge. Drive-thru edition. This time it's Brian's turn with I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. Thanks so much for your suggestions, everybody. You are commercial-free, kicking off right now for an entire hour.
Sorry,
enjoy it.
Sorry, Carla, for annoying you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Your chance to win four tickets to go to Knott's Berry Farm by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? And you can tell LAUSD is back in class. Phone lines are blowing up from all SoCal areas, but definitely LAUSD also calling in. So it feels good to have you guys back here.
I mean, it was one of those days when we had the strike where I think it was like a 17-year-old was like, I'm just driving myself. Does that count? I'm a car full
we're
of
like,
me.
I guess so.
I think I'm smarter than you, Brian.
I feel obligated to try to beat you.
All right, let's go to our phone lines. Our contestant today is Kim from Monrovia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love that vibe. Kim, go ahead and introduce us to your kids. Who's all in there and their ages?
We have Chloe. She's 8. And Ava, she's 10.
All right. Chloe, why do you believe you and your sister will beat Brian
coming
today?
Coming from a Chloe, then I'm in trouble.
I think we're going to win, Brian, because our brains are fresh and young.
Oh, fresh and young. Oh,
wait, are you calling me old and crusty?
Definitely not fresh.
Oh, she said yeah. Oh, Chloe's are always attitude with me.
I think that there needs to be a rapper out there that makes Fresh and Young as a song, by the way. Chloe, you are hilarious. All right, Brian is walking out right now, old and crusty man. Here we go. All right, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. We have three questions for you girls. Those same three questions will be also asked of Brian once he comes back into studio, okay? I believe in you. Here we go.
This.
Ready? 30 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Number one. In the movie Despicable Me 2, what color do the minions turn when they get captured by El Macho?
Purple!
Okay, number two, finish the lyric to this hit song right here. How does this song?
The wheels on the bus go round and round, hey. All hey. Through the town. The mommies on the bus go
round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long.
Okay, I'm going to try to help you guys. It actually said the mommies on the bus go.
Maybe. Some of them probably
okay,
do.
There it is. That's their answer. Okay. The mommies. Number three. When you're at home, what do you get in trouble for the most?
Not cleaning up after
our show. All right, there it is. Time's up. Time's up. There it is. All right, let's get Brian back in the studio.
Bye.
All right, representing all the old and crusties out there.
Hang in there, old and crusties.
Fresh and young. Did really well.
We have wisdom.
Exactly.
Crusty wisdom.
You have that old smell to you, too.
Oh, jeez, man. I'm wearing cologne today.
I'm on their side.
Smell like potpourri.
Not like the bar he was at last night. All right, here we go, guys. Now it's Brian's turn. Same three questions. 30 seconds on the clock, Brian. Here we go. In the movie Despicable Me 2, what color do the minions turn when they get captured by El Macho?
I don't know. Green.
All right, sounds good. Finish the lyric to this.
Oh, that's wrong.
Finish the lyric to this hit song.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Brian's nodding his head up and down.
I remember this when I was a kid.
Come on, Brian.
Mommy's on the bus go.
Shut it, kids, you young and fresh kids.
Number three, when Chloe and her sister are at home, what do they get in trouble for the most?
That sassy attitude on both of them. Talking back.
Calling their mom old and crusty. That's right. All right, here we go. We're going to check in on the answers, all right? Number one, we asked in Despicable Me 2, what color do the minions turn when they get captured by El Macho? Brian, you said?
Green, but they laughed in my face, so that's wrong.
The girl said purple. That is a point for the kids. Right there. Yeah. They're winning. Finished the lyric to the hit song, and it goes, the mommy's on the bus, go. Brian, you said?
Shut it, kids.
The girl said, the mommy's on the bus, go, wham, wham, wham. Wham, wham, wham.
I mean, they're crying because the kids are so loud.
So actually, Brian got that correct.
Yes.
Yes!
Good job, Brian.
So we're tied right now, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, tied 1-1. All right, number three, the tiebreaker. When the girls are at home, what do they get in trouble for the most? Brian, you said?
That back talk attitude, calling her mom old and crusty.
They said for not cleaning up after themselves.
Oh, that's what they said?
Yeah.
Mom, what do you say?
Kids are right.
The kids are right. Guess what? You're going to Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm.
I don't know
who's more excited, the kids or mom.
I think mom for sure. She just saved all kinds of money. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to us. Have fun at school.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye, young and fresh ones.
Oh, so cute.
So cute. Love you guys. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Jennifer from Whittier with the girls all prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, go ahead and vent. Let it all out. Who did you dirty?
My ex-husband did me dirty. Oh, he had gastric bypass surgery and lost almost 300 pounds.
Dang.
Thought he was God's gift to women. Kept accusing me of cheating, and come to find out, he was the one that was cheating on me with a parent from our daughter's daycare.
What?
Not only did he mess up our marriage, which, thank God, because now I've moved on to somebody way better.
Yeah.
Now he's on marriage number three because she turned around and cheated on him.
Oh, snap.
While they were married.
People say, you know, that once a cheater, always a cheater. But when you start something where there's no respect for anybody's relationships, what's to keep someone from, you know, disrespecting the one that you're in?
And you always hear that, too. It's the one that's accusing you of cheating.
Right.
They're always cheating. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one woman that he cheated with. I found out it was multiple women he was cheating with.
Wait, hold up. Jennifer, were all these women from that daycare?
No, some of them were actually neighbors.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yo, that daycare's popping right
there.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood was scandalous, though. That's like the Real Housewives. Yeah.
Susio Hills right there.
Susio Hills.
Yeah, but it was pretty bad. It was in Whittier.
Whittier. Well, Jennifer, if this makes you feel any better, at least you had him when he was three times the man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're literally half the man I married.
Jennifer.
Exactly.
Hopefully that made you feel better to just vent and get it out in the open of who did you dirty.
Thank you.
We love you, Jennifer. Have a great week.
Love you, too. Thank you.
You know what, though? I bet Jennifer's not the only person that's been through something like this. We would love to hear from you in the sense of, like, you were with somebody. You were the ride or die in their toughest moments, whether it be, you know, a health issue, being 300 pounds overweight.
Confidence.
Or straight up being broke.
Right.
Yeah, becoming really successful and whatever that means. Like,
and
career.
Whenever they felt they, quote unquote, made it in whatever field they feel they made it in, they dropped you and left you.
Ugh.
Do you have a story like that? Shoot us a call. Vent about it. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Has that ever happened to you, Brian, Chels? Somebody just dropped you or you dropped them?
I have some stuff.
Chelsea! Coming up next, we'll find out what the...
Oh, yeah, I've dropped somebody for that before.
Bethany from West Co. Good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, girl. Who ditched you after they felt like they upgraded their life and made it?
So I actually was the upgrader.
Good for you.
So I was with a guy, and we were, I think, together for probably like 6 months or so. And it was cool. It was fun. But in that 6 months, I lost 50 pounds. I just got healthy, and I, like, got back to myself. I was just kind of like way hotter. And I knew that I could do better. And I feel like I got a little bit of flack for it, but also everybody's always talking about upgrade your life and then they get mad when you do.
Right.
So
was it that you didn't have a lot in common anymore, or you just felt you could get a hotter dude?
I think it was a little bit of both, you know? And then also there were options. Like, there were guys that were like asking me out that weren't asking me out before.
Mm. Aren't those guys superficial if they weren't bothering with you before and now you got hot, allegedly? Now they want
to
mess with
you?
I
don't know. I think you're allowed to be a certain amount of superficial. You're allowed to like what you like.
Then get it, girl, if that's what you want. Thank you for calling in. We got Amy from Oak Park. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Amy. Thank you for listening to us. So did somebody straight up feel like they made it and just straight up dropped you?
Oh, definitely. So I kind of helped him through like a divorce and everything. And when I met him, he was in great physical shape. He felt like he couldn't ever buy another place, and he was worried about having to pay alimony for the rest of his life because he was with it for 20 years. And so, like I said, he was in great physical shape. He was able to run 5 miles a day every day in 45 minutes.
Wow.
But he was a cop. And, yeah. He was a cop, and he used to wear like 40 pounds worth of gear around his waist for 20 years. So that took a toll on his hip. So 1 year, he ended up having to get some kind of laparoscopic surgery to try to fix his hip. But the doctor said if it doesn't fully heal or if it's not looking good in a year, then we're going to have to do hip replacement surgery on you. So he did. He had to do, a year later, he did hip replacement surgery. And I nursed him back to health both times. I went to the supermarket. I helped him use the restroom. I helped him.
Ooh, the restroom stuff is rough.
Oh, hold on, Amy.
3 meals a day.
Amy, hold on. Amy, did you wipe him?
No, hell no.
She helped him. She helped him on and off the toilet. But yeah,
I helped him get to the toilet.
And he's like, I told him which direction the toilet was, right? And then he just left you, Amy. Wow. Yeah.
Well, not only did he leave me, he was able to buy a place, which he never thought he'd ever be able to. And I always encouraged him and said, no, you're just going through a hard time. At some point, you'll be able to buy a place again. Bought the place, dumped me, and it turned out he was cheating on me the whole time.
No!
Well, maybe not the whole time.
What a piece of work.
Oh, my gosh, Amy. So sorry you had to go through that whole situation, girl. But I'm glad you're done and over that guy. Moving on. Plus, who wants a dude with a bad hip? Right. You know what I'm saying? He can't dance like that anymore, if you
obstacles
know what I'm saying?
Obstacles in the bedroom.
That's right. He's always calling bottom.
Chelsea.
He's got to lay there medically.
Did you ever dump a dude because you felt you made it?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing. There was this jerk I dated in college. Uh-huh. He was an athlete, so he would always make comments about how I needed to work out more. And then I was majoring in broadcasting, and he'd make rude comments like, that's not a real career. What are you even going to do? Yeah. And I remember.
Show him. Yeah. We're here. Look at that.
The year I dated him, I worked really hard, and I finally got my dream internship at MTV in New York City. So I was moving to New York for the summer, and right before it clicked for me, and I started working out and just getting in shape, losing that freshman 15. I go away for the summer. I come back, and I got a lot of attention because people were wanted to know about what it was like working at MTV and living in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I instantly was just, and he, of course, was like, oh, I'm sorry I ever doubted you in your career and bowing down. And I was okay. No, I'm good. And so then I started, I remember this hot guy in my algebra class who I had a crush on asked me out. And so I upgraded. It was
nice.
It was a good time.
There you go. All right. Brian said he got dumped after a chick thought she upgraded.
Well, she
did. How did
this go? I mean, she did upgrade. I'm not even going to lie. She upgraded for sure.
True.
I mean, if I can't, I have to be able to understand, be self-aware enough to be like, yeah, you upgraded for sure. So it's back when I was living in Seattle, probably 10 years ago. I was working as a substitute teacher, and I just started touring as a comedian. So I was out on the road a little bit in Montana, Idaho, doing bar shows and stuff. And then I got a part-time job because substitute teaching is exhausting. I couldn't do that every day I was back. Shout out to you substitute teachers. It's exhausting. So I got a job in an interior design warehouse, just stacking toilets and stuff and sinks. And the front desk a receptionist was a beautiful chick. We started talking, we started dating, and she was always complaining to me. She's like, I just don't feel like this job is pushing me enough. And I'd sit there and I'd be like, Madeline, it's okay. You can do this. I'm encouraging her to put together a new resume and stuff. Because at this point, I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm like, I'll stack toilets and tell jokes all day. I don't care. And she's like, I want to get out of this job. So I encourage her to get a job at Nordstrom's.
Nice.
She gets a job at Nordstrom's. In the corporate office at Nordstrom's, and then flat out, she kind of just stopped talking to me for a week, off and on, couldn't track her down for nothing. And I was like, what's going on? Something is going on. She's like, yeah, well, I don't know. If I tell you, she's like, we're breaking up. And I was like, whoa, geez, all right. And she goes, but if I tell you why, you gotta keep it a secret because I don't know if the company would be okay with it. And she tells me that the second day there, one of the executive vice presidents was all about her.
Yeah.
And asked her out. And this dude's a multimillionaire. And she dumps me. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I mean, stacking toilets and telling jokes, and you're on a yacht now.
Stacking toilet versus stacking Benjamins.
Stacking sacks of money and stuff. So I get it. You know what? I hope they're doing well right now. I hope they're enjoying their yacht in the Mediterranean.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 9:10 this morning. Stay tuned.
So in case you were wondering, we won't be seeing any marijuana-themed commercials during this year's Super Bowl. It's a big story out right now. Apparently, did you want to finish singing that, Edgar?
No, just singing it in my head, but thanks.
CBS has rejected a proposed TV ad that called for the legalization of medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it was a multi-state cannabis company. They said that CBS rejected their TV ad after seeing a rough outline. But obviously, like, Super Bowl ads are so expensive. I think they start at like $5 million. But this company said they were willing to fork out the money. But
There's a lot of money in the weed business.
Yeah.
I think they're probably good with the $5 million.
Yeah, and they said they put it forth and thought it was actually going to happen. They thought they had a legitimate chance, and CBS came back and said nope.
You know, I truly believe the reason why it got blocked, who owns Super Bowl ads mostly?
Beer
companies.
Yep.
And there's a new study that just came out that beer consumption here in the United States has dropped as marijuana has been legalized.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they're not making as much money anymore due to the fact that just people are just getting high instead.
I mean, I think they had a victory in terms of
less calories.
Right. Well, no, not unless you eat afterwards.
Oh,
are you kidding
true.
Me?
If it's a brownie.
I stand corrected.
you crush a pizza after that. They did get a win by even having CBS screen the commercial. I'd say until medical marijuana is legal in every state, like, the Super Bowl has to think, like, well, we're being watched internationally, definitely nationally, and you have a lot of states where the marijuana laws are not as liberal as other places. So, hey, step in the right direction that CBS even thought about it.
Yeah, and they're getting the coverage they want for free right now.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
a good
talking
point.
About it. Yeah. All right, this is crazy. So you know Puerto Rican artist Ozuna?
Yeah, for sure. Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito. Huge reggaeton.
So good.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, get this. So he confirmed yesterday that he had been extorted through an intimate video filmed when he was a minor.
Okay.
The video is allegedly of him and two other men.
Mm-hmm.
So there was kind of that rumor. Well, then Ozuna actually came out and apologized for it, saying what happened was a mistake of the past. Like many young people, I made a mistake fueled by ignorance. And then he also asked his family for forgiveness. So he's admitting that this is a real thing. But then this is crazy. Plot twist here. So Puerto Rican media is alleging the person extorting Ozuna was trap artist Kevin Frett. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, we talked about it a little bit, but Kevin Frett was the openly gay rapper, trap singer, who was killed earlier this month. He was murdered. He was shot while driving a motorcycle.
In Puerto Rico, on his motorcycle, bro.
Very tragic story.
Unloaded on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Because the circumstance seemed like it was definitely a hit, right? Or,
yeah.
I mean, you could speculate.
And I mean, there's a lot of violence going on in Puerto Rico, but, you know, Kevin Frett, when he was making waves because he was openly gay, first openly gay Latin trap artist, and he would talk about it openly. Mm-hmm. And obviously in every interview he did, they would ask him, do you know of other artists within the industry that are also gay and maybe that you've messed around with? And he would say, yeah. Yes, I do. And yes, I've messed around with some. Now, he never really like fully said who, per se.
Right.
That wasn't necessarily his mission. But it is very interesting how this has all gone down, and it's super sad that, you know, obviously he got killed and whatnot.
Sure, it's super unfortunate. You see that there's still a lot of pervasive homophobia.
Oh,
the fact that Ozuna has to come out and apologize, like, he was extorted for this movie. I would love to get to the point where I'm just sorry that someone extorted you for any sort of sex tape,
mm-hmm.
regardless of men, women, whoever's in that. Like, I mean, granted, underage, that's a real problem too. But mm-hmm. as long as everyone in that is consenting. It's just kind of seems sad that he has to apologize and kind of backtrack, like, it was a mistake in my life because of the pervasive homophobia in certain parts of music and culture and the world right now.
The first thing I thought of when I saw this story, too, was, is Ozuna now, you know, being looked at as maybe someone in his crew that maybe was a part of Kevin's murder? Like, I don't know. I just went there. I don't know. I mean,
conspiracy,
obviously.
Yeah.
But I looked it up, and apparently Ozuna's manager made a statement saying that Ozuna is not under any sort of investigation or questioning from authorities. So that's something that he's cleared of right now. But it was interesting. That was where my head went at first,
well,
you know?
Sure. Listen, Kevin Frett, unfortunately, because of the lifestyle that he chose to live openly and because of homophobia in our world, he was attacked by many people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time the story went viral. He was tanning in Miami. He was tanning outside. You know, apartment complex, if you will. And he was in like a bikini type situation. Some dude came over and was like calling him out for being gay and for being exposed like this, and literally got physical with Kevin Frett. And Kevin Frett, once again, he gives no F's. So he got physical back. and like threw down with the guy and beat up the other guy and so on and so forth. So he was not afraid of confrontation, and he was not going to back down of, look, this is who I am, and I'm not going to be bullied by it anymore. I'm going to fight back. So unfortunately, because of that, he created a lot of enemies mm-hmm. around him, you know, because he just wouldn't step back at all.
Well, so. I'll keep you guys updated as this story develops. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anywhere.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? There's now an opportunity for you to hire a dating app coach. This person, what they'll do is they'll build out your bio, whether it be for Bumble, Tinder, whatever dating app you're using. Also, will be in charge of, you know, text messaging with this person, leading up all the way to the point where you just have to show up on the date in person.
Okay.
They do all of that. All the messages, you know, filtering out. And then all you got to do is be like, they basically just say, hey, by the way, are you open on Friday at 7 p.m.? I have someone for you. Yay or nay? Yeah, let's go. And then you just show up.
This is like the show Catfish, but the real person shows up at the end, but you haven't even been talking to that person. Like,
exactly. That is the weird part.
Like, you go there and you don't know anything about them. You're not nearly as clever. You don't have any game. And it's going to go down in flames.
They're bringing up all these stories that you guys have been texting back and forth. You're like, what are you talking about? I have no idea about this stuff. Chels, you're the one that's actively dating right now. Brian is in a relationship with his girlfriend. I've been happily married for 7 years. Is this a good idea or bad idea? Would you use this?
I love it.
Really?
I do. Like,
I would spend money on it, though? That's the question.
Well, I would give it a try, I think. Yeah. Just to see what it's like, because I don't know. I mean, I like the I'm busy. It's exhausting doing these dating apps. Like, constantly being in contact. I won't message back for a couple days because I'm busy. Like, having someone else sort of, I don't know, it's like having an assistant. That
well,
sort
it depends.
Of like...
I feel like it wouldn't be that exhausting if I were single and on a dating app. Maybe I wouldn't have as much traction as Chelsea.
I remember when I was on the apps back in the day, it's just like consumes your life. But it's fun. Funny that you said you would be interested in it because I think we should get this dating coach and see if we can land Chelsea some Tinder dates.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do Tinder.
Or whatever app you want to pick. You pick the app, but if the person's offering a service and Chelsea doesn't seem to think it's bad, let's see if this dude can land a novella, dude or woman, I'm not sure, whoever this person is, can land a novella with a more qualified person that really Chelsea connects with than Chelsea can.
Are you just sick of hearing my dating stories, my novellas?
No, you zigged when I thought you were going to zag. I thought you were going to say there's no way I'm paying somebody, like I'm confident in my app skills, this is wrong. And now, ethically, I think it's kind of weird having someone else do the work for you, but you're looking at it as like an assistant. We got a show budget. It's not big. But
show budget meaning we got some cash in our pocket.
I'd like to reiterate, I am confident in my game, I would like to say.
Not as confident as I thought you were.
So, but how is this different, right? For those of you that are saying, like, hell no, that's wrong. It's like it's like
catfishing
or whatnot. But don't you already do this? Don't you already
have your friends put together your text messages? Absolutely.
Go to your friend, like, what do I text back? And then your friend's like, oh, girl, I got you. Let me tell you.
It's a group thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the difference here?
Yeah, I mean,
money. You're paying somebody.
Well,
that's the difference.
You know what? We'll see what happens.
Right, we are getting you an assistant. Edgar, send me that link. We're doing this for Chelsea, and we're going to find out what happens.
Are you down to it?
Yeah, what if I end up meeting my Prince Charming?
Then the service worked.
It worked.
Then
it was all worth it.
I hope I better get an endorsement.
This girl. She's like,
listen up, sales.
I know.
Chelsea, I know you're asking what's in it for me. Listen. What about love?
I know.
How about that's priceless?
I'm in love. You don't make any money doing that. You lose money. I'm in Chelsea's camp.
You do make money listening to us, though.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, I came across this study, and I just want to see how accurate it is. It supposedly tells you your biggest fear according to your zodiac sign.
Whoa.
Okay.
So we'll go
I'm
around the
ears.
Table. Yeah, I know. Chelsea loves this stuff. I think it's funny sometimes.
Pickles is on there?
How did you know?
Oh, God.
If you want to know what yours is, call in. I want to see if this is right and it matches up with your biggest fear. 877-971-HITS.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All right, so I found this study. It's so interesting right here. Your biggest fear according to your zodiac sign. I think it's absolutely bogus, but I just want to test it out. And I know, Chelsea, you're all into this astrology stuff.
I am, and I think I'm kind of convincing you a little bit. DJ Majestic is on my board with me. We were just talking about it. I got him to read Astrology Zone, which is my go-to horoscope, and he's like, dude, this is like spot on.
It's freaky, guys.
I think you could talk yourself into believing anything.
I don't know.
It's always so whimsically open-ended that you're like, I could see that being a thing.
Like the last one that Chelsea was all about, she's like, guys, it said my day... something unexpected is going to happen to me. She's like, that is so true. It did.
We did a topic. I didn't know that caller was going to call and say that. That was so unexpected.
All right. So let's go to the phone lines, 877-971-HITS, and then we'll go around the table to see if it's spot on or not. All right. Who do we got here? Gabby from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gabby, I have here in my notes that you are a Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
All right. According to the study, let us know if this is true or not. Your all biggest right. fear is... constant surveillance or somebody constant? Always on your back.
Like Big Brother stuff.
Micromanaging you.
Oh, well.
I'm saying, that sucks, but it's not really my fear.
I mean, honestly, I guess I do get bothered by it if I feel like someone's constantly on me. But for me, honestly, it's
Heights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, don't add this one to it, though. Like, if it really isn't a fear, don't add it either. Like, right. We don't want to build fears on top of things.
No,
you know what
not
I'm saying?
At all.
Oh, of course.
Well, thank you for calling in, Gabby. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye. So, we have Tamara in studio right now. She's a social media director and also on the phones. You're a Scorpio.
Yes.
This is your biggest fear?
Yes, it's facts. It's facts.
Like constant surveillance. I
mean, yeah,
it gives me anxiety.
Oh, explain that a little bit though.
No, it just gives me anxiety just having someone being able to have access to you at all times. Like,
so why do you post on Instagram stories all day?
Well, you know.
I just grabbed your phone. I want to see how anxious this makes her.
I post what I want you to see.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there you go.
All right, good stuff. Let's go to the next phone line and see if this is spot on or not. Alma from Montebello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alma, that was a nice tone. I gotta give that to you. All right, so you're a Gemini, right?
Yes.
So I'm a Gemini as well. Brian, Chelsea, you guys are Taurus?
Taurus.
We're Tauruses, but we're on the cusp of a Gemini.
Whatever the hell that means. Yeah.
So Gemini, according to this study, let me know if this is spot on or not, okay? It says your biggest fear for you Geminis is absolute boredom is your biggest fear.
No.
She's like, yo, snakes, man, snakes.
What is your biggest fear, Alma?
I honestly don't. So far, I have no fears.
Wow. Okay. Like, I was calling in to get one. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not afraid of nothing.
But what about snakes, though? You're cool with snakes?
Spiders?
I'm cool with snakes.
Well, there you go, Alma. Thank you so much for calling and listening to us. Love you, girl. I'm glad you have no fears.
Is that your biggest fear, Edgar? Boredom?
Yeah, I don't know if my biggest fear, but yeah, I don't like to be bored.
Yeah, you're always in the go.
Wait till you have your second child. You're going to love being bored. You're just going to lay there like, oh my God, no one needs me for anything.
I want silence.
Amazing.
No, dude, and partly even when like I'm driving, I need to be calling somebody or doing something like that. Not texting, but just calling, you know?
All right, we know. We all know.
Just like we get your calls and we don't answer them.
Canceled. Why are you FaceTiming me?
Chelsea and Brian, you both are Tauruses.
Yeah, okay.
According to the study, your biggest fear is complete chaos.
Oh, dude, that's where I thrive. Are you kidding me? Drunk comedy shows? I'm at the helm? This is amazing.
So you love complete chaos, right?
Oh, that's what my life is.
Chelsea?
I don't like it. I don't know if it's my fear because it always is chaos in my life. I don't like it.
Well, because your horoscope said expect the unexpected, which is chaos.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't know who came up with this fear list,
she
but I got to get my astrologist on board to come up with the fears.
See, I'm in a long-distance relationship. My life is a steady balance of chaos all the time. Travel, chaos, radio, mornings, lack of sleep. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have chaos.
Well, there you go. Enjoy that. But shout out to Alma, who has no fear.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
About to hand out the Dopest Moment Award. A lot of dope moments today, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely download the radio.com app and check out our podcast from today. All right, just search AMP Morning Show. It goes out to... Carla from Van Nuys. So we were requesting you to call in earlier today to suggest songs that Brian should recite while going through a drive-thru, right? So it's our lyrical prank challenge. I've done one. Chelsea's done one. Get it on our podcast. And Brian's actually going to end up doing I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys.
A little throwback action.
But Carla gave us so much sass at such a young age that she deserves the dopest moment. Check this out. Carla from Van Nuys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carla, how old are you?
10.
What's up? Nice. The Big 10. Carla, what song should Brian recite while going through a drive-thru?
Happier by Marshmello.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's real
can you,
good.
Can you give me a little sample of how it goes?
Fine.
She's so annoying.
Oh, God. Fine. I feel like that's what Carla says when her mom's like, go clean your room. Oh.
It doesn't sound like you're happy. That's not good. You're not a theme.
Yeah, fine.
That's so good.
I was getting sass from the kids all day today. Chloe, during Is Your Van Full of Kids Smarter Than Me?
Yeah.
And she called me old and crusty right out the gates. You're old and crusty brain. Yeah. That's how I'm going to beat you.
That's why I'm smarter.
Oh, God.
It's funny. It's like a look into how they're going to be as teenagers, you know?
Yeah, I bet her mom was really happy about that.
It's also a look into my life someday when I have daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Fine, Dad.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. All right. So we got Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. And remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. And as my daughter says, vámonos. Let's go.
97.1
AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.